This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, July 8th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last month, a Muslim man brutally attacked a Christian woman in Egypt, Mona Wafdi Marzouk, nearly killing her, reports International Christian Concern. One morning, as she was walking to her family's farm to help her father, who was in poor health, the attacker ambushed her and began to strangle her. He then proceeded to grab a sickle, and he attempted to slash her to death. In God's providence, the sickle was dull, and the wounds to Mona's neck did not cut deep enough to sever her arteries. One of her cousins saw the incident transpire from a distance and immediately ran to her aid. The perpetrator fled, leaving her bleeding in the dirt. Psalm 27 verse 2 says, "When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall." While Mona's family quickly shuttled her to a hospital, where she received the medical treatment that she needed, the trauma of the event continues to live with her. A June 15th report on the attack in Watani, which means my homeland, the Egyptian Sunday paper, explains that, quote, "Mona lives in a state of terror and panic after the harsh experience of this extremist person," end quote. The Muslim radical likely targeted Mona because of her Christian faith. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced on Thursday that he would quit after he dramatically lost the support of most conservative lawmakers, but said he would stay on until his successor was chosen, reports Reuters.
It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new Prime Minister. And I've agreed that the process of choosing that new leader should begin now. My friends, in politics, no one is remotely indispensable. And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the breaks.
His term in office was ended by scandals that included breaches of COVID-19 pandemic lockdown rules, a luxury renovation of his official residence, and the appointment of a minister who had been accused of sexual misconduct. Two updates on the rooftop shooter, Robert Cremo III, at the Highland Park, Illinois, July 4th parade. First, Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt said this.
The judge ruled that Robert Cremo III would be held without bond and that there was probable cause to hold him at this time for 7 counts of first-degree murder. We have filed those counts alleging the intentional killing of 7 individuals. Based on the information that the investigation has produced so far, the judge found that the evidence was at such a level that he could be held without bond, also because the fact that it is a mandatory life sentence.
The police found 83 bullet casings on the roof. Reinhardt was asked if Cremo had admitted his guilt.
Well, his statement was voluntary. He was questioned in the Highland Park Police Department. He was read his Miranda warnings, offered attorneys, etc. He went into details about what he had done. He admitted to what he had done.
Contrary to the Illinois penal law, Genesis 9 verse 6 states, "Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed, for God made man in his own image." And second, Lake County Major Crimes Task Force spokesman Chris Cavelli revealed that Cremo considered killing spectators at a second Independence Day parade located in Madison, Wisconsin, after he had killed and injured victims at the Highland Park, Illinois, July 4th parade, reports ABC News.
When he drove to Madison, he was driving around. However, he did see a celebration that was occurring in Madison. He seriously contemplated using the firearm he had in his vehicle to commit another shooting in Madison.
I can't speak to why he decided to come back from Madison. There are indications that he didn't put enough planning forward to commit another attack.
After returning from Wisconsin, Cremo was apprehended at a traffic stop in Lake Forest, Illinois, Monday evening. And finally, the Texas abortion industry is dying now, since it cannot kill unborn babies and abortions anymore, reports LifeNews.com. Its death is unborn babies' gain. Until last year, when the Texas Heartbeat Act went into effect, More than 50,000 unborn babies were killed in abortions every year in the Lone Star State. Now, abortions are banned completely in Texas, and abortion mills are closing. KXAN reports the abortion chain Whole Woman's Health said this week that it shut down all four of its abortion mills after the Texas Supreme Court allowed the state to enforce its abortion ban. Whole Woman's Health ran abortion mills in Austin, McAllen, Fort Worth, and McKinney, and according to The Independent, was the largest independent abortion business in Texas. In a statement, the group criticized the U.S. Supreme Court for overturning Roe v. Wade on June 24th, which allows states to protect unborn babies from abortion again. In a statement, the abortionists said, quote, "Abortion access in the South will only get worse as the damage done by this awful ruling continues to compound and more conservative states pass abortion bans," end quote. The abortion group wants to open a new mill across the New Mexico border to target Texas women and their unborn babies. It plans to do abortions in the first and second trimesters if it can raise enough money for the move. In a bizarre comment, they said, quote, "Our patients need a Whole Woman's Health to go to now that Texas has cruelly taken away this basic health care need," end quote. Amy Hackstrom Miller, president and CEO of the abortion chain, bragged that they provided, quote, "fabulous," end quote, abortions in Texas before the state pro-life law went into effect. Ms. Miller, by definition, when one of your abortionists kills a mother's baby, it is neither, quote, "fabulous," end quote, nor health care. Isaiah 5, verse 20 says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness." And that's the worldview on this Friday, July 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.